You know, it's a fascinating time in the airline business. I mean, the economy is pretty good, so everybody's flying, and the seats seem to be full. But there's not much equipment out there, and it keeps getting in shorter supply. So I don't know how you plan. We've talked to some airline executives about this, but let's talk to somebody who is a recent airline executive, or recently out of the business. Anyway, David Cush was with American Airlines forever, and Aerolíneas Argentinas, of course, and he was the start. He began Virgin America, took it public, then sold it, and is now CEO of Service King. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be back.
So is the airline business a good business to be in right now?
Yeah, it is, you know, and I think there's some challenges that they certainly have, but, you know, in general, the finances of these industries, of these businesses are strong, cash flow is strong, multiples are cheap, you know, which has kind of been a historical problem, but, you know, I would be a long-term investor in airlines, certainly.
And they finally put up some barriers to entry. It used to be that anybody, you know, could rent three, you know, DC-9s and get enough money to put together an airline for a little while and drive down fares for everybody else.
Yeah, it's a problem in the industry, and I think you do see it in terms of pricing. I think you see it in terms of service, that very simply there's no one that's come along to push the big guys to provide a better service. And, you know, that's one of the, I would say, the downsides of Virgin America being sold to Alaska, is it took an innovator and a maverick out of the market. And it would be very difficult to start a new airline now because the big guys have locked up all the gates and facilities.
I remember the first time a friend called me from inside one of your airplanes, a Virgin America airplane, before you flew here. And he said, John said, you got to try this. It's like the 60s. You know, big seats and lots of service and that sort of thing. And you're right. I mean, but price compression, I guess, makes it tough to have that level of service, doesn't it?
Well, I think it does. You know, I think that it's running a small airline like we ran versus one of these big, complex, multi-continental airlines. It is two different things. That being said, we know what competition means in this country. The competition forces the incumbents to provide a better service at a better price. And unfortunately, there is no new entrant competition in the airline industry these days.
You know, there used to be a lot of competition for equipment, too. And the number of manufacturers keeps contracting. I mean, Brazil sort of came in, and Canada made some airplanes. But basically, it comes down to Airbus and Boeing. And we've seen what happens when you get a supply chain disruption at Boeing, which is just unbelievable. Makes it hard to do business makes it hard to plan, I would guess.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in the airline business, you are planning years and years out, whether you're hiring people, training people, and everything else. And the amount of disruption this has caused for American and United, you know, I've got a lot of sympathy for what those guys have had to fight through.
And Southwest Airlines, you know, at the same time was bringing on Hawaii and a whole new, you know, service that was a lot of it predicated on getting, I guess, more 737s than those other guys combined.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a bigger part of their fleet and had a bigger impact on them, but their system's a little less complex than a big multi-hub system, international system like American and United. So they've adjusted very well.
So when you were looking for new equipment, starting up Virgin, you ended up with Airbus and outfit and had, you know, Airbus equipment. Was that a price consideration or service? What drove you to Airbus?
Well, I think two things. One is the fuselage is wider, so you could actually get wider seats on the airplane. So on average, our seats were about an inch and a half wider, which doesn't sound like a lot unless you're in that seat. Then it sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
And the second thing is there was a long-term relationship between Richard Branson and the Airbus guys going back to the Virgin Atlantic days. So a lot of those decisions were based on relationships as well as what we thought was a better plane for the consumer.
Well, you and Richard Branson certainly were the face of the airline, and Richard Branson, although a minority owner, didn't sound like a happy seller when that airline was sold.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, those are the foreign control rules that we have in this country, and very simply, had he been able to have a voting rights equal to his economic output or his economic ownership, he never would have sold. But, you know, those are the rules, and he knew the rules coming in.
So we talked to you the other day about Service King, and it is quite a remarkable story, and a major player. in an industry that doesn't have very many major players. Would you ever consider going back to the airline industry?
You know, not really. It's funny. Once I stepped away from it, I thought about it because I've had some opportunities, and I thought very simply, I've achieved everything I want to do in the airline industry. I want to try something else to see whether, you know, I'm a one-trick pony or not, and, you know, we'll figure out at the end of my Service King gig.
Are the skills just transferable? I mean, is the key, you know, running one business the same as running a business, delegating and hiring and making decisions?
Yeah, you know, the fundamentals, I think, are the same, certainly, that it's about looking out for your customer and providing a good service. It's about looking out for your teammates who have to provide that service. And then finally, running the most efficient operation that you can, because that gives you lots of flexibility in terms of what you can do.
So you do have, you operate in 24 states. Do you currently have status on any airlines right now, since you lost yours on a Virgin America?
I am executive platinum on American. Proud to say, it's a nice perk to have.
And that's you know, you spent a lot of time there too. David Cush is the CEO of Service King, but obviously the former CEO of Virgin America for all 9 years. We wish you the best. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, David. Good to see you.
Thanks for more of our conversation with us, Cush. Go to krld.com/CEO of David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.